like to say good evening to you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome you to the BB King Show. Before we proceed any further, we'd like you to acknowledge all the preceding acts before us. Let's give them a big round of applause, all the acts that appeared up before. All right. Thank you very much. For the next few moments, you will be entertained by the BB King Orchestra. How about a nice round of applause for the BB King Orchestra?
Thank you.
B.B. King Orchestra, ladies and gentlemen. Take a bow, fellas. Dynamic gentleman of the blues, Mr. B.B. And when you dare kill Don, so let the good times roll. 16. Oh, yeah. When I first met you, baby. Baby, you were just sweet 16. Just up here home then, baby. Oh, the sweetest thing I've ever seen. But you wouldn't do nothing for me, baby. You wouldn't do anything I asked you to. Wouldn't do nothing for me, baby. Oh, you wouldn't do anything I asked you to. You know you ran away from your home, baby.
Bye.
All right then. You're supposed to shake some. I say you're supposed to shake some. I know I can hear somebody say, I ain't got that money to shake. Well, don't worry about it. I'll loan you some. Shake some. Of course, another old friend of mine I haven't seen for a long, long time. Old Memphis Red over there. Thank you, thank you. How about a big hand? Well, come on, lay it on. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to give me some talking music. I want you to meet. Now, ladies and gentlemen, wait a minute, Zach. Don't run off. Now, ladies and gentlemen, maybe you didn't know it. They didn't ask me to do it. I just want you to know who the hell brought us out here. And I want you to know that Miss Dolly and Jackie, this is Jackie up here, McLean, they're the ones that have the artist collective, and it was founded in 72. And they've been keeping a workshop going on, and they have scheduled events, you know, whether you know it or not. It's been going on from 82 to 83. They have scheduled events, and this is one of them. So how about another hand for Jackie? I can't hear you, hot but Dolly's over there having a little sip of tea over there. Come on, lay it on and make me happy now. Miss Dolly McLean. I can't hear you, hot but an old friend of mine, standing way over there, we used to work together years ago when we both were small. Maybe some of you see him quite often. Red, step up there for just a minute. That, I call him Memphis Red. I don't know what you call him right now. Give him a big hand. He's a fabulous musician as well. I didn't mention Jackie is also. Give Red a big hand. I can't hear you, Hoffman.
Looking good, too. You're still better looking than I am, but I'll catch you one day.
Give him another one, hot butt. Give him a big hand. And remember, you get one of these programs, you're trying a lot out about what's going on here. Thank you. All right, we want you to have a good time. And this one, this is for all of you lovely people. Someone really loves you. guess. Someone really cared. Guess what? That the someone who really cares. Someone will wait eternally. Someone who wants your love, oh, so desperately.
Thank you. trumpeter there, James Foley. I can't hear you, Hartford.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
taken care of. I can hear you, Hartford.
Saturday and Sunday. And oh man, he didn't have to work. But she noticed just as she got ready to go to work, her next door neighbor stopped by. And it was a lady with a house coat on. So she looked at them and she started to think about it. You know, usually we fellas always give the orders. But this lady was paying the cost to be the boss herself. I don't want to mess up nobody's plaything, you know. But just as she got ready to go to work, she noticed that another one of her friends called and said, "Are you going to work today?" She said, "Yeah, I'm going to work, and when I leave, one of y'all going with me." I think that's a pretty good idea, ladies. I know I can hear some ladies say, "I know my old man, he don't like nobody look like she do." Then I start thinking about the unknown coming. That's the dude that has the sack over his head. You don't know what he look like. But from his head down, he look like everybody else. So this lady was leaving the order. So ladies, I said ladies. I don't think these ladies listening to me. I said ladies. When you leave home, you leave your orders like this. You tell your man, you say, "I don't want a soul hanging around my house when I'm not at home." I said, "I don't want a soul." I mean, nobody, you know what I'm talking about. Hanging around my house when I'm not at home. I don't want you to answer the door for nobody. Baby, oh, but you and you know you all alone. I don't want to get nobody put out, but you tell them, "I don't want your sister coming by, because the girl, she talk too much. If she just have to come out and see us, tell her to meet us Sunday, Sunday down at the church. Meet us at the park. Don't want a soul, baby, hanging around the house when I'm not at home. I don't want you to answer the door for nobody, baby. Oh, but you are alone, and you know you're all alone." You tell them, "You might feel a little sick, baby, and you know you're home all alone. I don't want to stop at my house. So you just suffer, suffer, suffer till I get home. I don't want to see you, baby.
hear you, Harper. All right, now listen. Normally, I say I'm normally right about here. I usually ask the ladies to look around you, ladies. See if there's anyone near you that you might want to kiss. Oh, I don't think I'm going to do that tonight. You think I should? Somebody might have been accused of wanting to kiss him. No kissing on the bandstand. No kissing up here. Lucille said no kissing up here till she gets through. But ladies, look right around you. Maybe you brought yours with you tonight. I said maybe you brought yours with you tonight. So if you brought yours with you, you might want to kiss yours. Maybe you wanted to, maybe you borrowed somebody else for the night. Whatever the reason might be, I'm going to give you a chance. It could be that you've been accused of wanting to kiss somebody else. I said it could be that you've been accused of wanting to kiss somebody else. So whatever the reason might be, so get ready. Now, I didn't say fellas kiss the ladies. I did not say fellas kiss the ladies. I said ladies kiss the fellas if you want to. It's your privilege to kiss somebody if you want to. Some dude comes smacking his chops against you and you don't like it, smack his face. Of course, if you do like it, that's another story. Are you ready? I don't think I've ever had this many people that I asked to kiss before. So get ready. I said get ready. Now when you're ready, let me hear you say yay. That don't sound like you're ready. I'm going to count three and then all that's ready, let me hear you say yay. I said when I count three, wait a minute. See, some lady already done started kissing. Don't kiss him yet, wait a minute. Now, 1, 2, 3, 4. They ready. All right. Let's do it. Kissing by the kissing. That's some kisses out there. I see some little bitty kisses out there, too. Some big kisses and some little kisses. Yeah, I see some kisses. That's kisses way over there. That's all right. I love to see the kisses. Yes. How about over here? We got some kisses over here? Yeah, that's some kisses. How about back there? You kisses back there? All right. That's all right. I see one lady out there hugging 2 or 3 guys kissing on her. It's all right with me. I ain't got nothing to do with it. I see 2 dudes looking at each other way over there. I'm from Mississippi. I ain't got nothing to do with it. Let's get back to the song. One more for the kisses. Thank you so much. Thank you. I said I've got a good mind.
And go shopping to pick out me a tombstone. Oh, I need pronounced it. When I read your letter this morning, babe, that was in your place. Oh, when I read your letter this morning, babe, that was in your place. That's what I decided. Oh, that I would be better off dead. The letter is, it's no use in looking for me.
I went to my first shake doing this.
I am a hoping to get my back. She said, it's no use. No use in looking for me, baby. I am a hoping to get me back. Because it's all over now, baby. Get down, man.
Thank you.
bass there, Russell Jackson, make it happen. I can't hear you, Hartford.
Thank you, thank you.
How about one of our drums there, Caleb and Free? I can't hear you, Hartford. Thank you so much, Sweet. Thank you. And now, to like to refresh your memory, I know you've met them all, and I'm sure you're tired now. You're tired, aren't you? Did you say yeah? It sounds like yeah to me. I'd like you to meet all the members of the group, though. Starting once again at my left at the keyboard, Eugene Carrier. How about one more for him? Eugene Carrier. Thank you. On guitar, Leon Warren. Lay him one more time on. Leon Warren. Thank you. On the bass, he just finished doing his thing there. Make him happy once again, Russell Jackson on the bass. We thank you. Thank you, Jack. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. At the keyboard, oh, I'm sorry about that, at the drum once again, Caleb Emfrey, lay it on and make him happy. Thank you, thank you. And now to my far right, way over there on the trumpet. Sometimes I say that when the great creator put us together, good thing to put us together pretty good, because the way my man shaking his boogie, he'd probably shake it apart. But I know we got a lot of ladies around, I'd love to see him shake his boogie. Go ahead and get on one time for me. Get on now. I got it for him. Give him one more time. James Boogaloo. Stolen. I can't hear you back there, Hartford. All right. Boogaloo gets down. Thank you. One more for our assistant director, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Eddie Senegal. How about it for him? Senegal. I can't hear you, Hartford. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, truly. My guitar, Lucille. We thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been so kind to us. How about one more for the gospel troops? They was fabulous. I can't hear you. I said one more for the gospel troops. Thank you. And of course, naturally, we must give just one more, ladies and gentlemen. One more to our promoters. One more for Artist Collective, speaking of Miss Dolly and Jackie. Give them one more time, McLean. Give them one more time. Thank you. We thank you so very much, ladies and gentlemen. I figure now that there's no need to wear out welcome. There's no need to wear out welcome. We are honored that you had us here with you today. Thank you for coming out to be with us. You make us so happy. Thrill is gone. Thrill is gone away. Thrill is gone, baby. Thrill is gone away. You done me wrong, baby. And you're gonna be so someday. Thrill is gone. Thrill is gone away from me. The thrill is gone, baby. Thrill is gone away from me. Well,
hear you. You ready to go home? Let me hear you then. I'll be out here by myself. I ain't ready to go yet. Shake a little bit.
go marching in. What saints go marching in? I can't hear you. I want to be in the number. When the saints go marching in.
Let me hear you sing.
When the saints go marching in. When the saints go marching in. I want to be in the number. When the saints go marching in.
One more.
When the saints marching in. When the saints go marching in. I want to be in the number. When the saints go marching in.